This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. This week, women around the world collaborated to make batches of beer. In Massachusetts, more than 20 breweries were highlighting women's increasing influence on an industry dominated by men. But WBUR reporter and former brewer Andrea Shea says there are still challenges.
The sound of happy, bubbling yeast fermenting away is music to Maureen Fabry's ears. She's been a professional brewer for 20 years and says early on, she felt like she needed to prove herself.
Not just mentally with, you know, the science, but the physical aspect of the job. I mean, you know what that's like, having to pick up a half-barrel keg or 50-pound bag of grain and be on your feet for 10 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Also, brewing has long been a boys' club. Fabry says she never felt excluded because of her gender, and she felt supported by many men. But she did work hard to find female mentors.
Yeah, I mean, I did have that little agenda. Yeah. But I think, you know, the more I worked in the brewing industry, the more I noticed that there were other women in sort of the supporting roles within brewing, but not so many like on the floor, you know, getting their hands and feet wet.
Now Fabry runs Craft Roots, a one-year-old 100% female-owned brewery in Milford, where this week she brewed a pink-hued white IPA for the collaborative brew day sponsored by the Pink Boots Society. It's a national nonprofit that provides career development for women in the brewing industry.
There's actually more women running the brewing industry than people think, and a lot of them are brewery owners, and no one knows.
That's Brianne Allen, Boston chapter head and production manager at the Notch Brewing Company in Salem. She says around 24 breweries participated in this week's Brew Day, up from 3 last year, including Exhibit A in Framingham.
Where are you opening?
We're, like, planning.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But so,
oh, believe
the
me.
Idea is there.
I know that feeling. So, yeah. We've been planning for about 5 years, but we're
about a half dozen women swap business cards and beer experiences in a big industrial warehouse filled with gleaming stainless steel fermentation tanks. Kristen Sykes sports bright pink rubber boots, beer mug earrings, and a black T-shirt that says, "Mash the Patriarchy."
There are women who have always been supporting men in the beer industry, but they're kind of the behind the scenes because they're not the, like, rock star brewer that, like, everybody does media about, but they're the ones who are basically keeping the lights on.
Sykes helped create the label and recipe for today's brew, a hoppy wheat beer made with lemon verbena. Andrea Stanley grew the grains at her farm in Western Mass. She says while women in beer have come a long way, there's a lot of work to be done throughout the beer ecosystem.
The whole ripple of the industry, you have the people that are working behind the bar that are, you know, a lot of times hired because they have a certain body shape or whatever, you know.
Equality and diversity are also issues for homebrewer Lisa Small.
Still very white male-centric. I mean, you go to any brewery and usually the head brewer's a man. He's usually white.
And that's the case here at Exhibit A.
All right, pink boots mashing in.
Head brewer Matthew Steinberg guides the group through the brewing process.
So we're going to start mashing in. I'm going to get it started and Katie and I will get it started, and then
the Exhibit A brewery is still predominantly male-run, but Steinberg is currently training one of his female employees in the brew house. For him, this brew day is as much about supporting women in brewing as it is about making beer.
Yes, the liquid is the thing that's going to bring us all together, especially when the beer is done and we're in this room drinking it all together, hopefully, or somewhere. I still feel that it's about the conversations that are happening right now behind us that speaks volumes to what is really going to be what I think the beer industry will be in a few years.
Even so, Brew Day organizer Brianne Allen feels frustrated. In the age of Me Too, she says some breweries are jumping to market or rebrand products for women, including a beer made with food-grade glitter.
So I feel like a lot of places think that they're helping, and they're not actually realizing that they're just segregating everyone even more.
Sexism goes down slowly, it seems. Longtime brewer Maureen Fabry recalls a recent patron from Eastern Europe who couldn't believe she's a brewer.
But then he started drinking the beer and he got over it. And if that's how I have to prove that a female can do it by what's in the glass, that is what makes me the most happy. That's where the battlefield should be.
And with 150 breweries operating in the state and 30 more coming this year, that battlefield and the need for brewers is growing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.